Wednesday morning, we really enjoy presenting to you Lori Hopkins Cavanaugh, a political commentator, and I'll tell you, she is not afraid to say what she feels. A rally in Hartford on January 29th from 12 to 2 p.m. called Don't Punish Pain. It is for the victims of government policies and laws that ration pain medicine and turn health care into a criminal activity. And Lori, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I am just fine, and the two of us are alone today. Our friend, my partner, has got a sore throat, and these sore throats are going around, so you're stuck with just me this morning.
It's my pleasure, Brad. I have the same sore throat. I've had it for about 4 days now. It's excruciatingly painful, but we're talking about pain today, so it's appropriate. This rally is very important. It is Don't Punish Pain is an organization that started following the Center for Disease Control's guidelines that were published to prescribe opioid pain medication, and we were told that they were published to stop the overdoses.
Yep.
And instead, it's had quite the opposite effect because it just wasn't true. The information they had were based on falsity and exaggerated data. And the goal was not necessarily to save people's lives, but it was to control people's health care and count pills. And what we have in Connecticut over the last 3 years, they've passed a few bills into law that place the Department of Consumer Protection in charge of your medicine cabinet. And they're going after doctors, they're going after pharmacists, they're going after drug manufacturers, placing all of the blame for people's overdoses and addictions on them. And that is not the truth, number one. The statistics show that opioid prescriptions are at an all-time low and overdose deaths are at an all-time high. We're going to lose over 1,000 people in Connecticut in the next year because of overdoses.
Well, why do they do this? Why are there overdoses?
Well, that's simply because there's so many drugs coming into the country, heroin and fentanyl from China and Mexico, and it's not due to prescription opioids. The whole point of these bills was to control people, violate their personal privacy and their doctor-patient relationship, and ration all medication. They literally have made it so that a doctor is not allowed to even prescribe opioids to himself or a family member. That's crazy. Why should a doctor have to go to another doctor to prescribe himself a pill if he broke his ankle? I mean,
Lori,
it's just nuts.
Lori, how come we haven't heard about this before? I mean, this is absurd.
Well, it's worse than that because first of all, people just allow it to happen. Folks are not involved in politics to the extent where they're reading bills and laws. I've been working on this for about 2 years, and I came across one of my listeners sent me a copy of this rally, which I hope if you're in pain listening today, this is the most important thing. If you're suffering in pain and you're having your prescriptions rationed, please come to the rally. And it's Tuesday between 12 and 2 p.m., at the state capitol legislative office building. And what they're going to try to do is have people tell the legislators their stories. One of the women that puts it together, her son is a paraplegic. He can't use any of his limbs or his legs. And they're rationing his pain because they're counting pain pills. This young man was in an accident. He was hit by a drunk driver. For the rest of his life, he might have 5-15 years to live. And the government is telling him how many painkillers he can take. And he's not an addict. He drives. He has as much of a productive life as he possibly can. His mom works four jobs to be able to care for her son, who will never walk in his life, never have a full life. He is going to die. And yet she has to sign agreements with doctors saying that she'll monitor every pill he takes. He has to go repeatedly for tests of his urine. It is horrific what they are doing, and people are struggling. I've run across so many people that are in chronic, severe pain, Brad, and they are being treated like criminals.
You know, what bothers me...
Go ahead.
What bothers me is that this is just being talked about, and it should have been talked about a long time ago.
Well, I've been talking about it on my show.
You have on your show, but don't you? I mean, this is something that.
Well, I'm only on once a week, so I unfortunately I would love to spend more time bringing these bills to people's attention, and I thank you so much for your time today to share this with your listeners. It's so important. But if they can come to the Capitol, if they want to know more, they can email me, LoriOnLiberty@gmail.com. LoriOnLiberty@gmail.com. I'm going up there. When I broke my ankle, it was a severe break. I had 6 casts put on. I couldn't walk for about 6 months. I'm back on my feet now, but they put me in the ambulance. They picked me up, put me in the ambulance, gave me fentanyl. Brad, I got to tell you, if it wasn't for that fentanyl, I was in such severe pain. I could not. It was like childbirth. Which I know you don't know what that's like. It was like childbirth. And I thank God for these medications. But following that, I had my operation in Massachusetts. The Massachusetts doctors were not allowed to prescribe in Connecticut. So I had no one to help me with pain medication. Then they started rationing the pain medication so that I had to go to the doctor every week. My husband had to miss work. It was just horrible, and they treat you like you're an addict, and I'm not an addict, and all these people, and people are in far worse pain than I have ever could ever imagine, are being treated horrifically, and they are committing suicide. The numbers of people that are killing themselves because of pain, because of these laws, has increased exponentially, and that's a story that really needs to be told.
So this is the 29th, right?
It is the 29th, and it's at 12 o'clock at the Legislative Office Building. And I don't know what we can do about it. I mean, I know that's the next question. What do you do? Once these laws get passed, these horrific laws, what's even worse about this law is it's actually putting the government completely in charge of medicine and rationing and all this stuff. When did we become a totalitarian country? When do we become a totalitarian state? We used to have liberties and privacy and freedom. We don't have that anymore. So how do you overturn these laws? How do you get rid of them? I don't have the answer to it, and it's very frustrating to not be able to do anything when they just take your freedoms away, your privacy. They have the right to enter your house anytime they want and seize your medication, and then redistribute it to any agency within the state of Connecticut.
Now, this is 12 to 2 tomorrow.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, I'm sorry.
Tuesday, January 29th,
yep.
12 to 2 p.m. at the state capitol, and it's called the Don't Punish Pain Rally. The people are just wonderful people that are they don't know what to do anymore. They're very frustrated people, and they see their loved ones if people are in pain, they don't have a good quality of life. They don't go to baby showers, and they don't go to mass, and they don't go out. They close themselves in, and eventually they kill themselves because they are not willing to go buy illicit drugs on the street.
Well,
meanwhile,
let's hope that tomorrow, that this is going to, or the 29th, I'm sorry, January 29th, from 12 until 2 in the afternoon, Don't Punish Pain is what's going to happen, and they're going to have a big meeting. And Lori, I'm glad that you were able this morning to tell our radio audience about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brad. Have a great day. Don't get a sore throat.
No, I won't. I hope not.